Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome, fabulous, super fantastic, whatever adjective you want to describe, but for sure today is a blessed day. We just thank you so much for being here with us. We don't take it for granted. It's an honor and a privilege to actually be your host for this evening. And guess what? We love you, love you, love you. The thing is, we want to allow time, and every time we broadcast, to give you the honor, and we want to actually let you know that we treasure you for being our listeners, for sharing our information on the social media platform, for sending us info testimonials. We just thank you, thank you, thank you. But I want to let you know, we have to show love. We have to show love. Guess what? Even though you may not want to show love, that is our ultimate thing we need to do in the world. People may want to throw the Bible on top of you, but guess what? We need to actually do some type of action, because love is an action word. We actually, if someone needs something to eat, if someone needs some shelter, if someone needs just a smiling face, guess what? We should be able to do that. And not one time, but every day of our lives. That's what we have to do. And what we do here at Good Deeds, we share other people. To do that for the many, many people that are on our show. Well, we just love it. We actually have an awesome man of God with us today. Now, he's a prophet. He's a music legend. I mean, tell your friends, you know, you need to tweet, you need to Pinterest, you need to Instagram, Facebook, of course, whatever you have to do to let people know we actually have a man of God and a music legend actually with us today. And he actually, of course, just talking to him in the green room, he will share some golden nuggets, some golden things we need to, guess what, apply to our lives. So we don't want to delay it. We actually want him to come right on in here, and we're going to have a fabulous time. Prophet Green, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be with us here on Good Deeds.
Anytime.
Amazing. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing, awesome, fabulous things that's going on in your life.
Well, actually, a lot of people know me around the world. I've been in the music business circa 37 years this year. I thank God and I praise God. I've been worked with so many artists in the music industry within the 37 years of time, and I've done, you name it, I've done everything. I've helped a lot of people in ministry. I've been in ministry now for 14 years. Not bragging, but very successfully. I have a gospel soul, nominated for a gospel soul training award, South Florida Gospel Music Award, Grammy stuff. I work with Grammy producers. I work with who's who in the music industry, per se. Like I said, you know, I do promotions and marketing. I have a record label called Face of an Urban Music. We've been in Billboard 15 times, top gospel albums, top gospel artists, top gospel crossover. You name it, we've been there. And like I said, we've also helped a lot of artists. The ministry that I do is music and healing ministry. And right now, today, that's called the Faith 7 Concert and Artist Showcase Tour. We've been out there before in 2011, 2012. We went to Nigeria, Africa, and we're still moving it. And what happened was I got sick. I thank God for just keeping me. I got sick in 2014, and I've actually been off the air for like 2 years now, and I'm just getting it back together. I'm still in recovery progress. God is with me, and I thank God for healing me, because I went through a horrible situation to whereas they didn't think I was going to make it, but God said no. You know, God has the power over all. We have to believe that. We have to have faith. We have to trust in God. We have to put our life in God's hands, because we're not promised anything at all. We never know. I tell people all the time when I talk to them, get close to God. Find God, because you never know. See, people, what they do, they walk around and just say, hey, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. But tomorrow, you have to have yourself together. to give your life to God. You know, I have a history of, I'm not going to say I'm perfect. I've done a lot of wrong things back in the day. Back in the day, you know, my thing was I was a womanizer. I was out in the music industry, and God kept telling me, say, hey, you got to get out of that. I want you to do this work for me. I was hard-headed. I was out there in the world running wild. I mean, I was with who's who in the music business. You name it. I was with everybody out in Hollywood. And I was just doing my thing. Until God broke me down and said, okay, then, you won't listen. I got you. I had an accident back in 1997 that put me, a car accident, that put me in the bed for 3 years. I was bedridden. I had 3 discs in my neck, broken. They had to fuse my discs. 2 surgeries on my back. I had 4 surgeries in all. So that set me back for like 3 years, and I just really thought, oh, this is it. It's over. It's over. So I tell people all the time, I didn't do a bargaining trip with God because I play with God like that. I said, God, I was ready then. I said, Lord, if you get me out of this, you know, I'll go do your will. And I knew that I was supposed to have been doing gospel a long time ago. I wouldn't listen. I wanted to do that circle of music. But I was singing love songs. That was my thing. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, artist, musician. And that's what I do. And I was putting out records. I put out quite a few records out on a lot of artists. I've been on a lot of artists' records. I was doing that circle of stuff. I was signing 2 major record labels out of New Jersey and out of Boston. And very successful on that end. And what I did was, when I got brought down to my knees, I call it that, I woke up. I said, Lord, if you get me out of this. I didn't know what day it was. The pain was so unbearable that I was on, if you understand, I was on morphine. I was some of the most powerful drugs in the world. I did not even know what my name was for about 2 years. I was out of it because I was drugged up all the time because the pain was so bad. I didn't want to see anybody. I got depressed because my music career, I said, this is it. Then the Lord came to me and said, I want you. He told me this. I never forget. In October of 2001, he said, I want you to get out of that bed and go do my will. I heard his voice tell me that. And I said, Lord, how? He told me to go to my doctor, have my doctor to take me off of all this powerful medication. The minute I came off that medication, I started being myself again. I found myself. And then from the car accident, a big settlement came in. Settlement, and that's when I called my attorney. I started this new record label. Seven of music. I started doing gospel. I said, Lord, I got one problem. I said, I don't have the connections in gospel. And that voice said to me, said, the door is open. I said, what door? You know, I didn't want to question God, but to make a long story short, by the end of 2002, I had music in Billboard magazine. Remember now, I had no of gospel. And it went on from there. It went Soul Train nomination, and all these different awards just started coming in from nowhere. People just started calling me. I've been maybe 75 magazines my whole career, maybe more than that. And I share that with people. I have a lot of connections in the business, 37 years. And you can check out my website, www. I'm giving it to you kind of early. To you in as well. It's www.faith7musicministries.zolasite.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I'm all over the place. Feel free to ask any questions that you maybe want to ask me. I'm here. I have the knowledge. If you need to ask me any questions, you can ask me. Are there any questions?
I mean, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful testimony, Prophet Green. But I want to go back a little bit because this is what And thank you for being so transparent, because what you really see, and I'm a minister, I can say this now, a lot of times what you see when people give a testimony, they don't tell all the, you know, and we don't need to know all the details. Let me put that out there. But you actually told us some intricate details that people don't like to share. And I want to commend you for that, first of all. And the second question that came through the feed was, when you were, you know, when you had the car accident, when you were in the bedridden for 3 years, that's a long time, number one. What actually did you do to keep yourself from really going off to the right? We'll just say it that way. Because you know depression, you know, the devil loves to put depression scenes in your mind that you ain't going to make it, you're not going to survive. But in your own testimony, can you share what actually kept you from, let's just be real, from going insane, for actually going too much to the right?
Well, actually what I did, I had my laptop computer. And back during that time, websites weren't really popular. And I said, you know what? I can't move out of this bed, but I have my brain. I can think. So what I did, I started Google searching everything, and I learned how to build websites. That's where I started from, so I wouldn't go insane, like you said. And I just laid in the bed, I built the website, and I was just pretending that I was still in that music industry, but I was still reaching out to people, letting people know, listen, I'm down, but I'm not out. I'm still here. My career is still focused on. That's what really kept me. And the key word to actually, what really helped me was my faith in God. I've always had faith in God. You know, when I went out to California, Hollywood, up home, I had $100 in my pocket. My parents thought I was crazy. They said, "Are you nuts?" I said, "I'm following my dream. I'm gonna go to California. I'm gonna make it." I went to California. Within 2 years, I was hanging out with who's who. I was going to Michael Jackson's house. Everybody, Earth, Wind, and Fire. There wasn't anyone in Hollywood, Red Fox, Sammy Davis Jr., Richard Pryor, there wasn't anyone in L.A. that did not know Terry Green. He used to call me Terry Green, the deal maker. Everybody knew who I was. Everybody knew who I was. And God opened that door for me. And he made it all happen. You know, Molly Hills had a club out in L.A. called Mollus. You know, you couldn't get in. This was a special club. If you went to the club, like, you see everybody there. All the stars were there. All the actors, actresses. I've even sat in on movie scripts that were being written that I tell you, I was there when they wrote these scripts. I mean, God put me in a good place. He opened that door up for me when I was in L.A. He would open that door for me, and I was really in a good place. But, see, I had done all of that before the accident happened. So when the accident happened, you know, me coming out of, wow, look at all these things I've done, and now I'm bedridden for 3 years, it was tough. I'm not gonna tell you. It was tough. I'm going to go forward a little bit. My last situation was really hard. That was tough also, because back in March of 2000, almost 2 years now, next month, back in March of 2014, all of a sudden, I got real sick. It started in January. On March the 4th, I started, I'm not going to even say I was vomiting, because what happened was all this blood just started shooting out of my mouth. Pulled myself to the bathroom. And the furthest I got was the sink. I had blood just filling up the sink, running all on the floor, blood splattering all on the walls, all on the carpet. And then I fell out. And my daughter was on the other side of the house. She heard me. She ran over. She said, "Daddy, you okay?" I didn't even realize that I had fell out. I was on the bathroom floor. She said, "You okay, Daddy?" And I told her, I said, "Call 911. She called 911. 911 came immediately, and they came in with the stretcher, and they said, "Can you walk? Can you get up?" I said, "No, I can't move." So they took me and they put me on the bed, and they connected me up to all the monitors. They connected me up to the monitors. And the first thing connected me to the monitors, he said, Mr. Green, he said, I'm not trying to be rude or funny. He said, but Mr. Green, are you on any drugs? He said, do you do cocaine? He said, sir, I don't do drugs. I never did. So he said, well, why is your heart beating so fast? My heart rate was beating from 150 times a minute to 250. My blood rate was like so high, they couldn't believe it. And that guy got on the phone and called the ambulance. He said, we got to get him out of here real quick. They knew that whatever was happening, it was happening inside my body, and they had to get me out like real fast. And to get me to the hospital, and I hate to even tell people, but it's true. It's true. What happened to me, a lot of people, this is my testimony, a lot of people can really believe what happened to me, but I was on the way to the hospital. I knew I was dying. I said to myself, my mind said, this is it. It's over. And believe it or not, I was looking out of the back of the ambulance, and I saw, I don't want anyone to think I'm crazy because I'm not. I looked up. This was a 4:30 in the afternoon, a bright Sunday. I looked up, all the clouds had turned white. And I saw these big wing things coming at me. They were coming at me to take my life. And God's voice came and said, no, it's not your time. See, I know you are afraid, but it is not your time to go. He said, I got you. He said, don't worry about it. He said, you'll be at the hospital in time. Said, when you get to the hospital, everybody that works at the hospital, it's a Christian-based hospital they're going to take you to. They got me to the hospital. They didn't even ask me for nothing. They didn't even want to register me. They got me there, and they said, take him back. They took me to the emergency room. All of my organs had started shutting down. It took them a hard time for them to get me my organs back. It took them, like, all night for them to get my organs back, and they took me to ICU. I wanted to go home. They said, well, I said, are you taking me up here? He said, Mr. Green, I got to take you upstairs. They put me in the ICU. I'm up there. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm trying to figure this thing out. I want to go home. I want to be in the hospital. That head nurse came in and she said, Mr. Green, you can sign yourself out if you want to, but if you go home, I doubt if you're going to make it home alive. When she said that, I woke up. I said, okay. They admitted me, and I was in the hospital for like 10 days. 10 days, it was up, down, up, down. They really didn't think I was going to make it, but like I said, make a long story short, again, I lost 4 pints of blood out of my body. You only have 7. It took 1 year for my doctor to tell me that, to have someone on your side. We have patients that never make it, losing 3 pints of blood. Say, you lost 4 pints. They said, God had me with you all the way. Now, it's been a struggle. It's been 2 long, hard years. It's been a struggle. I mean, it took me away from a lot of my work back again to where I was in 1997. But I had faith. God's been good to me. God has been healing me. When I walked out of the hospital, I was walking like a baby. I could not talk. I was done. Worse than laying up in the bed for those 3 years. And I thank God for saving my life because I shouldn't be here. That's my huge testimony. And I have my own radio show that's called Terry Green's Live Gospel Show. I created that radio show when I was in the hospital. God told me to go on the air and share this with the world. That's what I did. It's called God's Miracles. And it is a miracle. It's a miracle. And I tell people, if you never believe in a miracle, you listen to my testimony. And I'm sort of giving it right now. Today, the world is here. Any other questions?
A question came in, and we love your testimony, but tell us a little bit more of when your radio show is airing and what type of guests that you would, you know, that you would, you know, because we got to have a fit. They know how I've kind of talked to the audience that every show is not, you know, it depends on what they, the mission and what type of guest they need, they want on their platform. So we wanted to know when your show airs and then what type of guest do you have on your platform.
Okay, my show, actually, started in 2013, and it was running good all the way up until 2014. I had quite a few guests. I had a lot of artists on the show. I had pastors on the show. Music ministry, like I said, and healing ministry. So I had a variety of different people on the show. And it's going to be cut the same way once I come back live on the air. It's going to be the same thing. So I also put out promotion on Facebook. If you're interested in being on the show, you can message me on the messenger, or you can dial 770-731-8127 if you have an interest in being on the show. I'm working on a flyer right now so that I can put that out so that people actually know what is going on. I have a group page. It's called Friends Who Like Terry Green. The actual flyer is on the page if you're interested in being on the show. Looking forward to having it back on the air probably next month, March. I'm going to let everybody know.
Well, that'll be exciting. We got to make sure. And we will share your information because we want to know how to, you know, to join in. You know, the main thing we love to do, Prophet Green, is to, you know, support other people. And I try to instill that in everybody I meet, that you got to support each other in order for you to be blessed, not to get something back, but that's just the right thing to do. You know, I want to, someone asked this question, and I think TV Jake has said something about it too. You know, everybody has to go through whatever they mountain, they challenge, and usually when you're going through your mess, that ends up being your message, and your test ends up being your testimony. We want to, and you've shared so wonderful information, this just to be a little bit added layer, if you will. You know, we go from year to year. We have these cliches about this supposed to happen in this year, this supposed to happen in this year. But what do you tell someone when they just, they at the point of they're frustrated, they're tired? I mean, they're a believer. You know, they're a believer, but they just see everybody else being blessed, but they want to know, okay, what's going on? Do you have any words to say to them? And when you finish that, please give us again how we can contact you and how we can support you on the social media network.
Okay, actually, yes, I understand very much what you're talking about, but I'm going to hit a key that you just said, that this whole thing, the radio, the sharing, and this is what people don't understand. You have to be a blessing to someone else. You have to. Whatever God gave you, you have to give it back and not look for anything. This is how you continue to keep being blessed yourself. And the key is to never, no matter what you're going through, the key is to never give up. Never give up. Don't ever give up. Ever give up on your dream. You have to continue to keep staying focused. I know it's tough. It was very tough for me. But I said, when you're destined, see, when you're destined, it's going to happen anyway. And the devil wants to cut. He wants to cut the ones that are destined. He wants to pour so much on you that you're going to stop. But you should never stop, no matter how long it takes you. Never stop. It's called faith. You must always keep your faith in God, not man. Keep your faith in God. That is what's been carrying me all of these years.
That's amazing. Now tell us, oh, I just love it, love it, love it. Tell us how we can contact you again and how we can support you on the social media network.
You may contact me. I'm on Facebook under Terry Green. My email address is prophetterrygreen@gmail.com. My website information, I'll give it to you again. It's www.faith7musicministries.com. zolasite.com. You can Google me. You can Google me. You can put in Google, and it will pull up all the information. It'll take you straight to my website. Everywhere, all the links are there. And, of course, my website, I must caution you, there's a lot on my website. So I would suggest take your time to read through all of that. There are videos on my website. There's a movie documentary that we're working on for my best friend that died in 2002. His name is Joe Capers. And Joe Capers worked with Tony Tone, En Vogue, MC Hammer, Digital Underground, you name it. He worked with, produced. He puts all these albums with hit records with people. He's my best friend. So did a lot of work in studio. And I've been working on this documentary movie since 2010. And we're still working on it right now.
Are you still there, Prophet Green? Seems like he's dropped out there. Prophet Green, are you there? All right. Well, you guys, we actually have had an awesome, awesome time. Please, please, please go to Prophet Green's website, and we have that on our social media platform. And actually, if you miss it, get in contact with us through social media and our website, and we'll connect you for that. Because the thing he's trying to say is we need to be a blessing to others. We have all these gifts inside, and guess what we need to do? We need to share it. We can't give up. We got to don't stop, get it, right? You know that was going to come out. But I love you, love you, love you. I am Minister Dr. Renee Sunday. If you want to know more about our platform, our radio, our TV, the different telesummits, the Sunday Soul Service that we have on Tuesday night, where people just share the gospel of God, the good news of the Bible, that's on that too. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. All that information is on our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Now, he has a lot of testimony, a lot of wisdom he can share, so we will get him back on the air. But what we're going to do is we're going to give our advertisers time to give their information, and then what we're going to do is play our song that we truly, truly enjoy that's going to uplift you and allow you to just not stop in your dream, not stop in your purpose, just you continue to enjoy life. I love you, love you, love you. We'll see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proudly to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nay Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
When your friends seem to turn on you. How many can testify that tonight? So don't give up.